AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The latest U.S. brokered talks in Geneva between envoys from Moscow and Kiev over Russia's invasion of Ukraine have ended with no sign of a breakthrough. Speaking with reporters, Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umerov says the talks were intensive and substantive.
There's progress, but no details can be disclosed at this stage. The next step is to achieve the necessary level of consensus to submit the developed decisions for consideration by the president.
The war's fourth anniversary is approaching next week. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports on more U.S. boat strikes.
The military says three boats accused of smuggling drugs in Latin American waters were hit, killing 11 people. It's one of the deadliest days of the Trump administration's campaign against alleged traffickers. Videos posted by Southern Command show the boats either moving or bobbing in the water before the explosions engulf them in flames. People can be seen sitting in two of the small open vessels before they're destroyed. At least 145 people have been killed since the administration began targeting those it calls narco-terrorists in small vessels since early September. Critics have questioned the overall legality of the strikes, as well as their effectiveness, in part because the fentanyl behind many fatal overdoses is typically trafficked to the U.S. over land from Mexico. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Crews near California's Lake Tahoe are continuing to search for nine missing backcountry skiers who went missing after an avalanche. An additional six who were trapped yesterday have been rescued. Two were taken to a hospital for treatment. Authorities say actor Shia LaBeouf has been arrested after being accused of hitting two men yesterday morning during Mardi Gras celebrations in New Orleans. More on this story at apnews.com. This is AP News. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani reports on a fatal shooting in Rhode Island.
Police are crediting a Good Samaritan for ending a deadly shooting at a Rhode Island ice rink. A gunman who opened fire at a Rhode Island youth hockey game, killing two adults and injuring three others, was stopped after a fellow spectator intervened. Pawtucket Police Chief Tina Goncalves.
A Good Samaritan stepped in and interjected in the scene, and that's probably what led to a swift end of this tragic event.
She said the shooter died from an apparent self-inflicted gunshot. Goncalves says investigators think the shooting at the Dennis M. Lynch Arena was targeted and may have involved a family dispute. Governor Dan McKee says the state is grieving again after another recent mass shooting. Audio courtesy of WJAR. I'm Haya Panjwani.
More on this and other stories at apnews.com. I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.